This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Andy Hart here, Gillette Stadium, Friday, December 14th. Tom Casale is alongside. No Lori Baranski, probably doing some, what to her is last minute Christmas shopping. It's still 11 days removed from the holiday. But the exciting news here is we actually have a roster move to talk about this week. It's not just the injury report and the weekly awards, although Tom Brady did bring in another award for the team, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. But the actual transaction, the Patriots placed defensive lineman Mike Wright on the injured reserve list with a foot injury and signed tight end Steven Spock, pronounced Spock, as in the guy from Star Trek. Spock is 25, a second-year player out of Fresno State. He's played in 13 games with the Eagles, 6'4", 250. And he brings a little depth to the tight end spot where the Patriots have been getting by with only two tight ends, Ben Watson and Kyle Brady. And they lose a little depth along the defensive line. Tom, how do you think this affects it, especially coming off a game where they rotated pretty much throughout the game, all those defensive linemen through?
Yeah, well, it's going to hurt the rotation a little bit. I think especially inside with Will Fork, we've talked before how he doesn't really have a true backup, and he's kind of taken a lot of snaps this year. That's why they brought in Rashad Moore for a tryout. Also, Bobby Hamilton probably is, Paul and I had said earlier in the week, just to see what he got left in the tank kind of thing in case they need him before the playoffs. But
I'm guessing not much.
But Mike Wright does play quite a bit, and I think that hurts the rotation, especially a rotation where you're wondering how do they have a lot of gas left with all the snaps a big Vince Wilfork has taken and Richard Seymour, who's come out and said he's not 100% healthy right now.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely a hit to the depth here and the versatility because, as you said, he's the one guy that's anywhere near a backup to Wilfork at the nose. So, you know, it's sort of like the position at they got in at linebacker when Roosevelt Colvin goes down. Initially, yeah, they have the horses. They can leave Seymour in there longer. They can bring Jarvis Green in. But if a guy like Wilfork goes down, now you're scrambling to fill roles, whereas at least you had Wright, who had some experience there. So, you know, they're getting a little thin up front, and we've talked about this, with teams running the ball right at them, trying to wear them down. And, you know, I know Mike Felger wrote it today, and they have been remarkably healthy all year, but they're starting to be healthy, but without a net to work with. There's not a lot of room for error here at some positions with injuries, and I just wonder, you know, as we move forward, do we see that get managed at all? Do we see a guy like Lakeven Smith get some reps? Not so much because he's ready to play, but just to make sure Vince Wilfork is ready to play in the second week of January when playoff time comes around.
Yeah, you might. I don't think they love Lakeven Smith at nose tackle. I think they like him more at end. But I do think once they beat the Jets, most likely, they wrap everything up. I don't think they're going to sit starters or anything like that. But I do think maybe you see Wilfork take 10 more plays off
right
than he normally would just to keep him fresh. Because the bottom line is the goal is to win the Super Bowl. And you want those guys fresh and ready to go come January and February.
Are you a little surprised at the Spock signing here? You know, they've gotten by without the extra tight end for a while now. You'd think they'd sort of be used to it with, you know, O'Callaghan or Hochstein, the various bodies they've kind of pushed through there. Are you surprised at the signing, or was it we had a roster spot and he was the best of the guys we tried out?
Well, I think Ben Watson was a little bit nicked up,
mm-hmm.
and Kyle Brady's older, and we know he's been monitored throughout the year. So I think with Watson getting a little injured, they said, here's one position where we could add some depth. And I don't know much about Spock. This is obviously a guy that I don't know if he's a pass catcher. I don't really know what his game is exactly. But it's obviously a position where they could add some. Because O'Callaghan and those guys, yeah, they can line up at tight end and everything. But if Watson or someone goes down, they're not a tight end. And depending on the injury to Watson, we know he's been kind of dinged up in the past. So it's obviously just for depth.
And the other issue, Wright is very active on special teams.
Yes.
Both in blocking and coverage units. You know, he has that. You know, he's probably plays roles more like a 6'4", 250-pounder like Spock is. So that could have played in there where they need that tight end linebacker build on some of the coverage units and to play some of those roles. So
it's going to be interesting to see if special teams, he does play a lot of special teams, to see if that unit takes a step down. Now.
And another guy who fills, you know, some of the same roles, at least sort of the up front, the diamond position, I think they call it, in front of the kick return, is Stephen Neal. He's been banged up with a shoulder injury. So some of their bigger athletes, the Neals and the Wrights now, getting banged up, my guess would be we might see Spock sort of fill some of those roles. Because as you said, Brady can't. Kyle Brady, I'm talking about, because of his age. And you need to get the reps you can out of him at tight end, not special teams, really. And then Watson, a little nicked up, you know, tends to get hurt sometimes. I'm not sure how many reps you want him.
Do you even want Neal on special teams? He's been right. fighting that shoulder all season.
So I think some of this has as much to do about special teams as it does depth at tight end or defensive line when they're considering that signing. We will look at the injury report, as we always do here on this podcast. Obviously, the first thing is Mike Wright going on IR. Did not participate in practice on Thursday. His guard, Billy Yates, listed as a foot injury. He saw a little bit of time last week in Neal's place, but obviously he's sort of the extra yeah. guard there. Hoke signed the guys that's been playing. As I mentioned, Neal still limited in practice with the shoulder. My boy, Jimmy Sanders, knee injury, limited in practice.
That's a new one.
It is a new one, and that's... Yeah. That's a bit of a concern because we've sort of joked about it, but the guy has saved touchdowns yeah. this year. He's saved them from giving up scores, giving up big plays.
I really think he's doing what Eugene Wilson wasn't doing.
Right.
He's making that last tackle. I mean, we saw in the preseason game against Carolina when Eugene Wilson came up and missed that tackle and ended up being a touchdown. Sanders is making those tackles, and it's limiting those plays to 10, 15-yard gains. So I think that would be a big loss if he couldn't play.
And he's a guy that, you know, there's been some talk around here. Ellis Hobbs hasn't continued to improve or get better. I think James Sanders, every time he plays, you know, whether it's confidence, whatever, he seems like he's getting more comfortable. He'll make that open field tackle. He's, you know, going to try for a pick. He's going to try and make some plays. So it would be disappointing if he is forced to miss any time, although being limited in practice doesn't necessarily mean
yeah.
he's going to miss any time. Mike Vrabel, thigh, limited in practice on Thursday. Tight end Benjamin Watson, ankle, limited and full participation. But on the injury report, as he always is, quarterback Tom Brady with his right shoulder. So the Patriots are relatively healthy right now, but a few injuries here on defense starting to affect maybe some of the rotation, some of the things, different things they can do in terms of moving players in and out. But nothing that should really dramatically affect the starting lineup moving forward here this weekend against the New York Jets. And the biggest topic on here at Gillette Stadium is the snow. Will there be a blizzard here? Will there be a revisit to the type of game that against the Miami Dolphins a couple of years ago? Right now the forecast is up in the air. And people are sort of torn between 2 feet of snow or rain. And weathermen, like football analysts, seem to just kind of draw it up as they go along. And we'll find out on Sunday when you turn in for the game. But that's going to put the wraps on another Patriots.com roster report podcast. See you next week.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime. For more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.